I have got some legendary events for you to get along to this weekend. My goodness, it is going to be fun. The first one I want to bring for you today, it's called This Is a Voice. It's celebrating the human voice in kind of an oral journey. It's happening over at the Powerhouse Museum every day. It started on Monday, the 24th, so just this Monday gone, and it looks really cool. It's open from 10 till 5. $15 for adults, $8 for concession. Kids under 16 are free. Now, this whole exhibition is quite immersive from what I understand. It's exploring the power of the voice, the experience of the human voice, how it kind of locates us socially and geographically and psychologically. It's flexible. It can be altered. It's kind of this crazy acoustic journey that they're going to take you through with a bunch of performances and videos and visuals and sound. It sounds really, really amazing. Now, this could just be me being a bit of a nerd when it comes to voice and audio and all of those kinds of things. But I think that this is really interesting, and it sounds like something that the whole family will enjoy. As I said, their Powerhouse Museum every day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it will be on this weekend. Only kicked off on Monday. We've got it for a while here in Sydney. Should go through to the beginning of next year. The 28th of January is when they say it'll all pack up and move on. But I would like to get in early. Get there before your friends. Be the cool kid who tries things first. That's my it's a motto I try and live by, but I don't really successfully do all that often. But no, I think that this sounds like a fantastic thing to get along to. Now, another thing that I am super excited is in Sydney this weekend is Video Junkie. It's Australia's only festival dedicated to the golden age of video. It happened yesterday. They had their keynote yesterday. Yael Stone from Orange is the New Black went and gave a talk about the history of commodification and storytelling. Apparently, it was next level amazing. It's back on today. It kicks off at 9. It's going to 11 tonight. It's kind of this two-day festival bringing together the community of Australian video creators and lovers. There is so much going on at Video Junkie this year. One of my favorite panels has to be, though, the Real Housewives panel. It's looking kind of at the guilty pleasure that is reality TV. Reality TV has to be my biggest guilty pleasure. I love any form of reality television. I love a lot of international reality television as well, like One Born Every Minute or 24 Hours in A&E. I love all the Little People, Big World, The Little Couple, all the Seven Little Johnsons. Anything you can find on kind of the TLC or Lifestyle channel on Foxtel is my go-to happy place. The Real Housewives of Sydney was one of the best reality shows of the year. I'm calling it. It was crazy. It was amazing. A couple of those ladies will be there. You've got Melissa from the Real Housewives of Sydney, Janet from the Real Housewives of Melbourne. You've got the EP of the show and Director of Publicity and Talent from Foxtel. It's all being curated by Nick Bond, who is a reporter with news.com.au. That looks like next level amazing. There'll also be a panel with the cast and production of Wentworth, a great show that's happening, a great Australian drama. There's also a panel called Women Aren't Funny, which is pulling together a bunch of hilarious creators from kind of around the country to chat. You've got Claudia Pickering. You've got Tanya Hennessy, probably one of the best Australian female YouTubers out there. You've got the Skitbox Girls. You've got Ski Shirts Girls. You've got Jan from The Feed. That's happening today as well. Check out the lineup. Video Junkie this year is incredible, and it makes me very sad that I won't be down there this afternoon. But something that makes me very, very, very happy is an event that's happening tomorrow. Now, anyone who listens semi-regularly to this show or is familiar at all with Weekend Breakfast would know that I am obsessed with all things animals. Dogs are the best thing to have ever happened to the human race, in my opinion. And there's something happening tomorrow called Puppuccino Dates. Now, it's not exactly what it sounds like. Yes, there will be puppuccinos there for your dogs. And yes, it will be lots of fun. But essentially what's happening is Dr. Charlene Lee, she's a vet and she's taking her years of experience and put together a couple of workshops to help keep your fur babies safe and healthy and help them when they're sick. She's got two workshops happening tomorrow. They're both $20 each. It'll be happening In Surry Hills at the Carrington. The first workshop is called The Most Thorough Cuddle. It's kind of walking you through how to do a physical examination and some basic things for your little furry ones should anything arise. It'll be looking at stuff like how to examine and detect ear infections, or how to check teeth, or what your dog's eyes should look like, performing breast checks on female dogs because they are just like humans, what normal skin looks like, all that sort of stuff will be that first workshop. The second workshop, you can tell I'm getting excited because I'm speaking a little bit more quickly, is called Fur Baby First Aid 101. It's looking at all the essential tips for dealing with kind of common emergencies that pet owners may face. So things like if your dog gets hit by a car, or how to manage seizures, or what happens if they get in a fight with another dog and they've got a cut, some resuscitation as well. The best thing about this, though, is that all the ticket proceeds will go to Pugs SOS to help them continue their amazing work. There will be puppuccinos on site to be made, and everyone gets a special goodie bag. That is my pick of the bunch this weekend. Puppuccino dates. I think that sounds amazing. You've also got Video Junkie, Australia's only dedicated video festival, and you've also got up the top, This Is a Voice, a celebration of human voice in an oral journey happening at the Sydney Powerhouse. We like to theme our event guides this every week, and I think this week it's just things that Jess loves. That's the theme for our event guide this week.